captains welcoming you aboard Boistra. We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Hello, Boys Trip listeners. We want to remind you to subscribe to our daily podcast, however it is you listen to Boys Trip. Also, follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. You can even email us at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com. Thank you.
Did y'all hear about R. Kelly's concert being canceled in New York?
He still has concerts?
Yeah, he had a concert. And, all right, this is the reason for cancellation. Hurricane Florence.
That's it?
Wait,
now, I'm in Jersey right now.
It's nice. We had a hurricane? They've been talking about this hurricane for a week. Did it already happen?
Yeah. It's happened in North Carolina. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with New Jersey. By the time it's here or New York.
Why are they talking about it here then?
Like, well, because it's a real big deal down there.
It's still going on.
But to cancel your concert in New York
because of it
is like bullshit. And apparently a lot of people think it's because of ticket sales.
But, I was going to say, who's going to R. Kelly shows now?
Well, that's the thing. So they're denying it. They're like, no, it's nothing to do with sales. Victory Promotions assured Spin, this is an article on Billboard, over the phone that the cancellation had nothing to do with ticket sales. But Spin reported earlier the week that Ticketmaster's site for the show still had a large inventory of tickets available. And that's supposed to sell out. It's R. Kelly. A majority of seats were still open for the middle section, while the significant portion of the 100 level seats were also available. That's not supposed to happen for R. Kelly.
It's not supposed to happen for a headliner.
Yeah. No one wants to be at R. Kelly show and go on social media and say, yo, I'm at the R. Kelly.
At the R. Kelly show.
Who's proud of that?
I'm going to get unfriended by like 20 people if I do
only,
that.
You only going to get 30-something black girls that's like twisted in the head going to R. Kelly.
40 plus. They're not going to be young.
They're not going to be young.
There's no millennials at R. Kelly show.
Bro, how's this guy not on like a pedophiles list?
Well, the cancellation also comes one day after R. Kelly's younger brother, Carrie Kelly, accused R. Kelly of molesting their 14-year-old cousin. Carrie adds that the same cousin gave birth a few years after the alleged abuse started, but would not share whether he believed the child to be his brother's or not.
So you're going to go as far as saying that he molested your 14-year-old cousin, but you won't tell us if he had a kid.
I guess he didn't want to speculate. Who knows why he stopped at that point. But
his name is Carrie. He's probably aware.
Carrie Kelly.
I think that's the one. I'm not sure, but I think it's the one that he accused of being in when the video came out. R. Kelly was like, "Nah, that's my brother." I think that's the brother right there.
Oh, okay. he's probably already bitter. He's
definitely
okay.
Beefing with that yeah. Right now. Bro.
I don't think his family fucks with him.
Nah,
that's why he got those songs about how no one fucks with him no more. I think his family's included.
They named you Carrie, and then they played you later in life. Like, I feel real bad for my guy. Like,
yeah,
we need to like listen to him real quick. You know, he might be telling the truth.
Yo, he needs to stop fucking around and get a tell all on. He'll cake out.
So this is from his brother. This is from Vibe. R. Kelly's brother has more to share about his brother, adding to mounds of allegations that have trailed the seemingly undeterred singer for years. He is undeterred. Like, he's fucked.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Gotta respect that, though.
Yeah.
Respect that this nigga is like, nah.
He's undeterred. Yeah.
I'm about to make
zero
this
fucks
bread,
given.
Bro.
There's some people that just got a motor that would like,
I respect that.
Hillary Clinton's another one. Like, I'm getting it. Like, I'm going. I don't give
that.
A fuck.
I respect
you,
that.
When
yo,
you
I
came
like
to Hot 97 and Power 105.1, it was like, they were like, yeah, we feel like you're pandering. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. She,
it, is it working?
Yo, keep that same energy, man.
She's like, yo, she lost the election. She's like, yo, fuck, it's the Russians. I might run again.
Yeah.
Like, she don't give a fuck. R. Kelly's like that.
Yeah.
During a lengthy interview earlier this week, Carrie Kelly accused his demonic, in quotes, brother of sexually abusing and possibly impregnating their 14-year-old cousin. Quote, you give people chances to change before you put their business out there, before you actually say enough is enough. Things happen in people's life to the point where you feel like it's a wake-up call, and now they get a chance to right their wrongs, Carrie said, referencing the 1993 death of their mother and then Aaliyah's death in 2001. Carrie claims that his brother, quote, became worse after losing his mother and Aaliyah and became acquitted in a 2008 child pornography case. The siblings apparently got into a physical fight at one point after Carrie allegedly confronted R. Kelly about going after little girls. Quote, "I wasn't condoning his behavior," Carrie maintained, noting that he believed that R. Kelly was trying to get some help. So anyway, he said he's done with it. We're done with
the fact that he's like distraught over, I mean, not to say you shouldn't be distraught over Leah,
yeah,
but knowing the relationship they had, it's yeah, like, come on, like, just go that far back. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, at this point, y'all got to be accepting that you guys have accepted your rapey uncle into the barbecue for mad years now.
Yeah.
He just like his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made music
for that. He made music for that barbecue.
Yeah.
He's been persistent enough in his fuckery that he just don't care about it, and we hardly care about it. So let's just enjoy it for what it is. I'm not going to your concerts, though.
No, yeah. I admittedly overlooked all of this for a while, but I can't anymore.
Comparing him, like, yo, this how is R. Kelly still doing this thing and Usher cannot do his thing no more? Like, yo, that's how powerful Usher, R. Kelly's persistence is.
That's true.
If Usher came out, Usher, like, yeah, I'm burning, but y'all about to listen to this burn song, though? Like, yo. I might laugh at it and be like, you know, I'll give it a couple repeat listens.
Yeah.
Just off strength.
But he's done.
He needs to get like R. Kelly.
It's a rap.
And the thing is, like, I talk about men and women, with especially women, with genital herpes, it's very common. But if you're an artist, you got to keep that shit under wraps.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. Like, it's like, yeah, yo. But yeah, he's done. And then...
How is R. Kelly not? He's not. Done?
Yeah. Well,
he's powerful, man.
This is what his brother said. Quote, "Robert has a control problem, and the only reason why he targets little girls, now that I'm older, I understand. He was molested. I was molested too, but I didn't turn out that way." Damn, they both were. Carrie said before admitting that they were molested by the same person. Quote, "I became a protector of children. I didn't want kids to go through what I went through, especially my daughters."
It's kind of like I was talking to my girl yesterday, and it's like, when you're like growing up and you know, especially when you have both of your parents growing up,
mm-hmm,
then it gives you choices. It gives you options.
Yeah.
And you either kind of like become your parents or you're like totally the opposite. You know what I'm saying? So in that regards to relate to like their situation and what happened to them, it's like there's times when you can be victimized and you grow from it and it becomes your strength and you help other people through your weakness and things that have happened to you in your life, or the victim becomes the abuser, which is more likely. Like, it's the most common because, like I always say, the average person is average. So when you put an average person through these crazy situations, they're going to react like how average people would react to it.
Yeah.
And that's just keeping a cycle going, basically not being strong enough to be like, no. That's right. That strength is like, no.
Yeah.
Basically, and then moving accordingly from that.
Yeah.
So, definitely is two sides to every story. Like, it makes me feel differently about his brother, even though he got a creepy girl name.
Yeah.
You I mean, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how you gonna have Robert and Carrie?
Carrie's
like, damn. Like,
Carrie's probably the weird one. That's what everybody's thinking. You know what I'm saying? But it might not be the truth.
Apparently it's Robert's, not. Yeah, it sounds like Robert's the weirdest weird one.
Yeah.
The Pied Piper. Or is his little brother?
True.
Situation.
He did used to say that shit. He's a Pied Piper of R&B.
Yeah.
Yo, my nigga.
Was that a subliminal
what is
message?
A Pied Piper?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Just Google Pied Piper.
I thought that
Google
was like...
Pied Piper.
Isn't that like some kid shit?
Google Pied Piper so you see how creepy this nigga is and how openly creepy he is. Go ahead.
The Pied Piper of Hamelin. So it's some British shit, I guess, right?
Yep.
Is the titular character of a legend from the town of Hamelin in Germany. Okay, Germany. The legend dates back to the Middle Ages. The earliest references describing a piper dressed in a multicolored clothing was a rat catcher hired to lure rats away with his magic pipe. When the citizens refuse to pay for this service, he retaliates by using his own instrument's magical power on their children, leading them away. As he had the rats.
So apparently,
the version of the story spread as folklore and has appeared in the writings of Wolfgang, this and that. And
I'm just saying.
Sounds like he was throwing what? Wait. For the last 20 years.
Hold on. I need a little emphasis. Hold on. The legend dates back to the Middle Ages. The earliest reference is describing a piper dressed in multicolored clothing who was a rat catcher hired by the town to lure rats away with his magic pipe. Magic pipe.
Well, yo, bro.
When the citizens refuse to pay for this service, he retaliates by using his instrument as a magical power on their children, leading them away as he had the rats. Yo.
Come on, bro.
He was telling us
the whole
this
time.
Is America. What? This is America. They hide everything in plain sight. America is just modern Germany.
That's like the Key and Peele skit with the rapper who admitted all his crimes on record.
Now think about R. Kelly and the Cassidy videos with the motherfucking Zorro mask and shit like that.
Yeah, how that creepy mask is creepy
that?
As
it's really fucking creepy. Why did you randomly start wearing a Zorro mask?
Just read the one paragraph about the Pied Piper on Wikipedia. I would not name myself the Pied Piper after reading that shit. Close, I'm done.
Especially knowing the shit that people know you did, bro.
So he embraces his pedophilia. He's like, this is me.
This is why R. Kelly is R. Kelly, just like Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Just like these people are these people. When you own up to your shit, you don't even gotta be accountable, but when you own up to it, like, yeah, nigga, you know already, like, they gonna fuck with you. People just really like and gravitate towards
it's a value to authenticity. I'm not trying to excuse him, but people, creepy. When you're authentic, people are like, yo, you own it? You
it's
own
an authentic it? Authentic ass creep.
You touch own it. That you got implants, Cardi B? We fuck with you. If you're like, no, these are my naturals, you know,
that's why
hear
people
it.
Fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, people be acting like they be mad and shit when I, like, go off and stuff, but they love, they love that about
you're not gonna
me.
Hold
they
nothing back. Back. Yeah.
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 People are masochists. They want to get their ass beat mentally.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, come on, I got you. Couple rounds, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, damn. That's how it is, man. Everything is hidden in plain sight here. We're all operating off of like how Germany did with how they basically promoted things through like scare tactics and gaslighting.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're doing like very fancy. We're like boutique gaslighters in America, essentially.
Yeah.
Pied Piper of R&B.
Pied Piper, man. I never thought to Google it. That is some fucked up. Man.
I Google everything, yo. If I got a question, Piper. I don't know, Google it. That's how these kids is. That's how these kids is doing it, man.
He told us, man.
He's telling us all along. He's still telling us.
I'm not listening.
I don't know what he's telling.
I did realize, though. If you've been to any barbecues, cookouts the last couple years, Step to the Name of Love is out the rotation.
Nah, it took him out of rotation.
Cha-Cha Slide is there. The whatever, the wobble song and all of that. Yeah. That's still there. Step to the Name of Love is
the wobble
been taken
song,
out.
The new song that the kids are doing, the wipe your ass dance.
The wipe your ass.
That's what I call it. The wipe the your ass. The floss your ass.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
That sound like it.
But the wobble, all of those.
I hate that dance.
That's
the one dancing song they took out with Step to the Name of Love.
Bro.
People flow the idea or a rumor came out. This is on Baller Alert, so I take it from Chris.
Shout out to Baller Alert.
Saw this on Baller Alert. Mm-hmm. That people are talking about it, Michael B. Jordan as Superman.
No.
Yeah, that's
I'm tired of people.
That's the no too.
I like black, but I'm tired of just replacing characters with black or woman. It's not. It's
some characters I feel like you could do it with.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But Superman, wasn't he adopted by a rural family in Kansas or something when he came? That's a white ass story. You can't just throw some black person in there.
He's supposed to be the best white guy ever.
Yeah,
like
you can't
can
just
we
flip
not
that.
Just have Superman?
Yeah.
If we did Superman different, let's make him the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's make the ultimate white guy the bad guy. And then have someone who's like very humble, you know what I'm saying, counteract Superman. Like, let's literally change what Superman is pushing as his mission statement.
Yeah.
You know, let's flip that. I do like things like Nick Fury. Yeah, you can make him black like Samuel. He's perfect for that.
Yeah, but some of these characters you can, but with Superman's backstory and everything, you just make him black. It's a whole bunch of shit that Batman doesn't work. Black.
Can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Yeah. How you gonna make Batman black?
How you gonna make Batman black? Like, yeah, no, you're right. He's certain a billionaire that's like, not a celebrity. There's no black billionaire that's not a celebrity. So mm-hmm. if he's just a, you know, no one knows, just chilling billionaire, no that doesn't way. Exist. So no Superman way. Has to be white. You're right.
Watching your ass yeah. every 5 minutes and see if you're making a mistake. You
and they're not gonna know. If there's a black billionaire and he goes and becomes a superhero, they're gonna recognize him.
Bro, if he's a black yeah. billionaire, he become a superhero, he's gonna tell one black person and he is gonna be exposed.
Yeah, yeah,
we telling everybody, like, yo, my nigga, he black man, bro. He ain't Batman. That's black man. Yo.
Yeah. Now, keep black. Superman and Batman white. Those stories are white. Like, yeah. Come on.
I'm cool with Idris Elba being. James Bond.
That's cool.
It's a different storyline. That's James cool. Bond's and it's British.
Not,
like, it's,
yeah. He's not necessarily white by the way he's written.
Yeah. He's an agent. Right? Yeah. Isn't he not an agent?
As long as he's an agent. As he's long an as he's agent. British. As long as he's 007, rich, fucks bad women, and kills bad guys.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Nah, I'm with that.
I'm definitely with that. Like, 100%. Because, like, how many more 007 movies can we do with these white guys? They're not interesting no more.
Yeah, they're getting boring. It's getting boring as fuck.
Yeah.
And he still got the accent. Shit, he's not fucking it up. We're not using someone from over here. Like, he's still Bond.
Yeah, that's the same. You know what I mean? That's what I noticed. Like, a lot of movies that are British, they're just British actors. Yeah. But whereas here, we'll have plenty of movies with British actors playing Americans.
Yeah. Doing a damn good job sometimes.
Yeah, they do really good.
Yeah.
They got
the shit down.
I don't think we can do the same.
We cannot do the same. Nah. Their American it's just different, accents like, are great.
Yeah. Because they're inundated with images from here and they want to make it here. It's not. We don't have the same relationship. We're not like trying to practice our British accent.
We left Britain and we were like, America, bitch, this is the only thing that matters. We became the guy. Like, I did say I'm against it, but I'm kind of like, I'm into the idea of a female 007.
Who would it be though?
Huh? I don't know who it would be. I don't know. But the fact like she would just be like badass using dudes and stuff, I think that's something people could get behind. It would be definitely different and interesting. It would make 007 interesting.
Mm-hmm.
More so than Idris Elba. That's just like color swapping real quick. But to gender bend something, it's kind of cool.
I don't know who. That's the only thing I don't know
who's badass.
But it's just like he's kind of a playboy, right? Against the women and stuff.
Yeah, I would like for her to be like that.
Yeah, but society looks at that differently.
That's why I want that. You how want is her society to be? Gonna react to that? Because we're living in the world. Well, that's how women act.
Yeah,
with the world got real small with social media.
And I'm not
media.
Judging.
No,
I ain't judging women. I'm just saying that it. Expose everybody for what they are. Like, nobody's better than the other. Nobody's cool. Yeah. Nobody's good. We're all.
So, you want a playboy that's a woman? Like, she's over there, like, using.
I want her to be just like James Bond.
Yeah.
But Jane Bond.
Mm-hmm. Jane Bond.
See, it's already.
Nah, that would be powerful. That'd be powerful. I get that. Yeah.
Y'all need to listen to this podcast, man. You got some ideas.
And that was Boys Trip. Don't forget, we come with a new episode Monday through Friday. Yes, Boys Trip is every day. See you tomorrow.
Oh!